The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I don't feel guilty one bit that this Mother's Day weekend, I did what I wanted to do as a mom. Good morning. Hey. It's Monday. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
That's how we're kicking off the week.
Okay? Absolutely.
DJ Automatic here.
I go by Anthony A.
Married to DJ Automatic, and he and my daughter, Ava Matic, wanted me to do something I didn't want to do. And this is the way it goes for moms a lot. We always cave. For my anniversary, I went to a trampoline park because that's what my daughter wanted to do for our anniversary. I was like, all right.
Which was very fun.
Not for me. I'm suffering from vertigo, so I didn't even get to jump. I sat there by myself.
But I got to play dodgeball and take all my aggression on
it. I did it. And this Mother's Day weekend, they wanted to travel. And I said, no, I have not spent one weekend, an entire weekend at this house, our new beautiful home that we just bought, except for one weekend when I had vertigo and I couldn't even move, to unpack, to enjoy it, to get my house in order. As a mom, as a woman, having your home in order is very important.
Thanks.
So I feel like I had the best Mother's Day ever because I did what I wanted to do, not what everybody else wants mom to do. Stop making women feel guilty doing things they don't want to do.
Oh.
Okay. I'm glad you got that rant off.
Every woman in the car or doing their makeup is like, speak, Dana, speak.
I feel like, honestly, though, to your point, okay, I get what you're saying of caving to your family and meeting the needs of others, and I support your decision, but Mother's Day gets way more better treatment than Father's Day.
It's not even comparable.
It's really not. So salute to you.
Dads get to grill and have fun and do nothing. Oh, wait, they do that every day.
No, God, imagine you got a grill for your own party. That's whack.
Well, I mean, Dana cooked for Mother's Day. So.
I have to cook. And I got to spend time alone as an only child. I just kept thinking, gosh, I hope they stay longer.
It was only Saturday. We were back by Sunday. It's not that big a deal.
Also, it wasn't. I think with holidays, too, you got to kind of declare to figure out how you're going to celebrate. As a person who has his birthday on Christmas, I really empathize with you, Dana, and I understand about not wanting to do things on your day. Like, that's the worst part about having a birthday on
Christmas. You got to share it with Jesus. That's
not
way
even
worse.
That.
You don't even really get a birthday, do you?
Yeah, but the thing is, you got to get other people gifts on your birthday, and that sucks. So that's really the humbling experience.
Wait, you buy other people gifts?
Yeah, you got to buy other people gifts on Christmas. You got to buy other people's
gifts. I would use that birthday till the it's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
I'll buy nobody anything.
So like, so as your mom was giving you a Christmas/birthday gift, you were giving her something back for Christmas.
That teaches you humility. So that's really what it is about being a holiday
Jesus
baby.
Greater than Anthony.
But also, up until a couple of years though, I've stopped going to like all the family functions, and more so with Dana's game plan of like, I'm gonna be home by 5 p.m. and kick it by myself. So.
There you go. Yep. You got to do what you got to do. Stop letting people guilt you into doing what they want you to do. National Day, Anthony A.
Happy National Apple Pie Day, everybody.
Yeah.
Dana's just as cheery as an apple pie.
I feel good today. I really do.
It's also Women's Checkup Day, so good that you're feeling good. But ladies out there, we're kicking off National Women's Health Week, so focus on that.
Ladies, go get your annual exams. Do your breast checks yourself every single week. I learned at Planned Parenthood when I was young. They taught me how to do it, and every week I do a self-breast check in the shower.
And a lot of people think it's St. Patrick's Day, but it's actually celebrated today as National Leprechaun Day.
Why today? Why is there like a reason behind this?
We were supposed to be asking you, Automatic. You, the Irishman.
I'm the least Irish guy you know. Okay.
No.
I'm very Irish, but I'm the least Irish guy.
You don't know anything about the history of the leprechaun.
Oh, Danny boy, that's about all I know. Irish people like potatoes and six packs of beer.
Hell yeah.
That's racist.
You're the one who told me the joke.
You're not supposed to say that on the radio.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do men really care about the way they look? They're overweight and they make fun of women and call us tortas and all kinds of other things. A dad body's in, dad body's sexy, and you don't even have the child. That's a discussion here inside the Fat Club. I saw this video of these two young men that began a weight loss journey. I would say a health journey. And they're both extremely overweight. And now they're pretty fit. I'm not saying they're the most fit men in the world. They're not like fitness trainers.
They look good. They're in great shape now.
Especially compared to where they started. But I can't help but notice that some men don't care, or they just make fun of women all the time. We're so scrutinized. Do you guys really care about that kind of thing?
Yeah,
of course we do. You're with two men in this room that really care about how they look. Yeah, I don't understand why you would think that men don't care. I mean,
because you act tough.
Men talk a certain way, but we act a whole different way. I mean, you wouldn't have Men's Health Magazine and all the different testosterone things that they try to sell during SportsCenter. Men didn't care. Yeah, exactly. Men care.
That doesn't have to do with your physical appearance necessarily. It has to do with performance. And these young men put themselves out there they were vulnerable. And I think that's why the conversation I want to have is about men's insecurities and the inability to say, hey, maybe I need a little help. Maybe I need a workout buddy. They used each other in a good way.
Similar to anybody, man or woman, it's just a pity party if you're allowing yourself to get unhealthy. And if the side effect of being unhealthy is you gaining weight or you getting man boobs or you not able to do certain things, then that's what comes with it.
Nobody wants to wear their t-shirt in the pool, Dana.
Nope. That's a big thing. And everybody wants to strive for better health. I think that's what we're all should be stepping towards.
I mean, these guys did is they're accountability buddies. There's two homies that went to the gym together and they said, we're going to document this and we're going to change our bodies together.
I remember, Automatic, you and Anthony were accountability buddies. What happened?
We're still here holding each other accountable. We're just holding a little bit more weight now.
I remember it was like 2 or 3 years ago. Remember?
We're about 10 pounds each from where we were. Well, it's okay. We're still accountable.
Here's where the friendship and the accountability comes into play. You can distract each other from bad habits, partying, over drinking, things like that. You can vent to one another. You have a good friend. You can say things like, oh, you know, I'm not feeling good about myself. Deep conversations with a friend that you can trust. Because according to this study here that I found at menshealth.com, men don't like talking openly about it. They only confide true emotion with certain people in their hemisphere. Do you agree with that?
I can't. Every trainer I've had or anytime I go to somebody, I'm like, hey, bro, I'm fat. I need to lose weight. And it's just straight up. I don't agree with them.
I think my only situation has been where I'm like on a team and there's like a sport situation. So you're all doing it together. I've never had like a one-on-one coach.
And then finally, the thing about finding someone, an accountability buddy or a friend rather, is you suffer together.
No pain,
so
no
you're
gain.
Both going through it together. You feel each other's pain and nobody else can kind of understand. When you're doing it alone, sometimes you don't show up for yourself, but you're going to show up for your friend.
And you don't want to disappoint that friend. You don't want to have that ice cream and secretly and not tell him about it.
But also going through it together is something that, like, if you ever played sports, it unites that feeling that you have in a locker room, the camaraderie.
That's a good analogy.
Is that you say the word? Camaraderie?
Camaraderie.
Yeah, that feels good.
I know what you meant.
And that will keep you going a lot of times because you're holding responsibility to the other person.
You know, it's interesting. I love what you just said, Ant. And also, DJ Automatic, I want to go back to something you said. You don't want to let your buddy down. You don't want to let your friend down. Also, don't let yourself down. When you're getting healthy, it's really about you committing to something and getting it done.
I think that it is about you, but at the same time, it's harder to let the team down than to just let yourself down.
All right, check this video. I hope you find some inspiration because it has over 500,000 shares. And I think it is because these young men are allowing themselves to be vulnerable. And maybe you'll get inspired to get healthy. At Dana Cortez Show on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you want a psychic reading, you better get on the phone lines. 877-730-DCS1. It's time for What's Your Sign? Welcome, Seer Madi.
Madi, hey, Madi, what's up?
How you doing?
What's good?
What's up?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Okay, I'm doing better than Drake. Anyway, what I wanted to do is during our spiritual forecast, I was wanting a reading about Drake. But first, we always give a psychic reading to one of our listeners. Let's begin with your sign.
Libra.
Give me your first name.
Libra.
Now go ahead and ask Seer Madi your question.
I'm waiting for change and I'm doing everything I can. And it's just very frustrating. I became a stay-at-home mom last May and I'm ready to go back to work. And I've been putting in applications. Then it's just not happening. I keep getting rejections. It's so hard to do. What can I do?
She sounds very frustrated and kind of disheartened. What are you feeling about our listener?
I really pick up on her need for the money. And I do feel the financial aspect of her life is being affected by her childhood for some reason. And oftentimes that actually does happen. A lot of times we grow up witnessing our parents having a lack of finances, and that affects our own mindset as we get older. And that can really tarnish a lot of our ability to create wealth. I'm feeling like the next 10 months of her life are going to be very transformative. And I do feel this is going to be a positive change, but it won't be easy. And I have to say that up front. These changes are calling her to really learn how to manage her money. I want her to know not to lose hope. That is the worst thing you can do. But I see that the mindset she's grown up with is really affecting that.
Madi, can I ask you a question? If you have a negative mindset or you're fearful, can you block your own blessings?
Absolutely. I feel that that's actually what's happening here.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, our spiritual forecast for the week. And can you give us a little insight on how Drake is feeling? He, you know, last week posted this very cryptic message. It seemed almost sad. I don't know what's going on.
That's how bad down Drake fans
that's
all bad. Right now.
Yeah, exactly.
We're coming to the collective for advice.
I need to see your body's advice for Drake right now. What's going on with him?
It's a lot going on with Drake. And I'll say this. He's having very harsh transits in his birth chart. I'm looking at his chart right now as we speak. And I can tell you he's having the eclipses that we just had in April. He's having them in the 8th house. And the 8th house is the house of deep inner transformation. That house is the house where he tends to hide a lot of the stuff. And now, because the eclipses are happening in that house, everything is being exposed. Everything that's been pent up, that's been happening behind the scenes, is now up for the public to witness with Jupiter reverse. And that is a specific placement in his birth chart that allows him to be kind of like a chameleon because he doesn't know where he stands in. And I have to say this because I'm looking at his chart, and that represents somebody that doesn't know what he believes in. He's easily able to bounce between things. It's a deep and very fearful transformation for him. He's not going to show that, but I do feel, because he tends to hide, he has a lot of that 8th house energy in his chart. But I do feel this is going to be a transition in his career is occurring right now.
Okay, all right.
He's not like us.
The whole time, I never knew where.
Not like us.
I never knew where Marvin's room was, but come to find out, it's in the house. That's cool.
It's in 8th house.
It's in Drake's head.
Eighth house.
No wonder he has trust issues. Love that right there. Let's go, Sirmati. Thank you so much. If you would like a reading with her, call us 877-730-DCS1. Leave a message. We'll connect you with her, and of course, follow her on Instagram at Illis Divinity. Mati, we love you. We'll talk to you next Monday. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mati.
Love you guys too. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B has admitted to having plastic surgery on her face. Ooh. So what kind of work did she have done? We're going to play the audio for you right now and discuss Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
Stevie Wonder celebrating his birthday. J.O.P., Morgan Wallen, Debbie Ryan, and Robert Pattinson.
All right, so he's the guy that never ages, right?
Robert Pattinson?
Yeah, Edward.
Oh, nice. There it is.
Jokey joke.
All right, or the good Batman.
There you go. All right, so now let's talk about Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber. They've been married for quite some time. And last week they announced they're having a baby. We don't know if it's a boy or girl. I hope that it's healthy no matter what they have. But turns out she's actually 6 months pregnant.
Dang.
They have hidden this from the world. I commend them because word is Justin Bieber just wanted some privacy during this time, which he rarely has, right? Just to spend time with his wife.
So is this what he was probably crying about the other time on the internet?
I think so. And I bet you anything he found out what the baby is, the gender. Those tears, because remember she said pretty tears, lead me to believe they're having a baby girl.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a girl for sure. You're not crying for a boy.
Oh, DJ Automatic, come on now. Either way, congratulations to them, boy
or girl.
How do you think
Selena Gomez feels?
She posted some weird thing about her and Benny Blanco.
She's happily in love, right?
She's happily. These two have been moved on. The only ones hanging on to this relationship is us.
But why did she post that if she's happy for them?
She's been posting stuff about them. It just happened to be on the same day that they made the announcement.
As a person who has an ex expecting a baby as well, too, it is a little bit of an interesting, like, man, that could have been my whole life. Nope. So me and Selena Gomez.
Dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, dog. Me and Selena Gomez are reviving.
All right, now we'll move on and talk about Cardi B. She opened up about having plastic surgery on her face. So what kind of work does she have done? Take a listen.
I got my nose done in 2020. So you know, like, when you get your nose done, it takes like 3 years to heal.
All right, the good old nose job. Automatic, fascinated that it takes 3 years to recover.
I had no idea that it takes 3 years to recover from a nose job. Is that true, though? Is that really?
I imagine. I don't know. The thing about Cardi B is she loves to be able to say the truth. I like that she is honest about the modifications she's done to her body. Bodak Yellow, she talks about getting a bag and fixing her teeth. You know what I mean? Think about it.
Also, what about the shaving of the eyebrows? That was a little troll-ish to me. We didn't play
that part. So she shaves the end of her eyebrows and she had them drawn on permanently to go up. Lean like a chola. That's all I can think of. But I think you should share with other women what you're doing to make yourself feel better. You're not saying go do it, but that way we don't feel bad about ourselves if I don't look a certain way or meet up to certain standards. Does that make sense?
It does, but at the same time, I think it's your personal choice.
Absolutely.
You don't have to say anything if you don't want to.
100%.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Free Chipotle for the graduates. No, this is not a joke. Turn the radio up. We'll talk about it in food news. Time for our hashtags on your Monday. What's good, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
All right. Speaking of Past Due Amount, cars. I have big news. Chevy is putting down the Malibu.
Oh.
They're not going to make it anymore. So they say that they're focusing more on building crossovers, SUVs, and electric cars because people under 30 want electric cars. So that means that that's where the future is going, and they're putting their money where their mouth is. They have just invested $400 million in their Kansas City plant. That means more jobs and more electric cars, and they promise they'll be affordable as well. We're way behind in the electric car game when it comes to the rest of the world, so I'm happy to see an American company step up.
Hell yeah, dog. Shout out to the Malibu car nobody really cared about.
I was going to say. I don't know anybody who's driven one in a very long time, so I understand why they got rid of it.
When I was a car prep at Enterprise, we used to rent them, and they are spacious inside. So.
They are automatic. Didn't your mom drive a Malibu?
No. My mom had a Pontiac, Dana. Come
hey. On. It looked like a Malibu, I guess. Whatever. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Right now, if you go to Chipotle.com and you buy your graduate a $40 gift card, it's one of their graduate-themed gift cards.
Which they'll love.
You're going to get a $40 gift card back, so it's a BOGO deal right now.
That's big for Chipotle. That's a lot of extra guac.
It's only the first 10,000 people, though.
Well, you better hurry up. We'll be right back, Nona.
But yeah, buy one, get one for $40 worth of Chipotle. You can get like two people Chipotle.
That's a great graduation gift. All I know is teenagers are always hungry. Trust me, that's the gift that every graduate will love, boy or girl. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to start with National Apple Pie Day.
A la mode for me, please.
Yeah, it's a big thing to say, more American than apple pie, but it's actually an English dish invented in the 1300s.
Really?
Yeah. So just, our style, we're going to steal it.
You should say American, like, what's American? What do we make here?
We make ranch dressing, for sure.
As American as ranch dressing.
There it is. And we also got National Leprechaun Day. So shout out to all the leprechauns. And it's celebrated on this day. Most people think it's St. Patrick's Day, but it's actually today.
You know, it was like an evil spirit, right? That's what it started out. I thought he was
over there at the pot of gold.
It was like some kind of evil spirit that was taking people's money.
For me, he's the guy from the Lucky Charms box. That's all I know.
Right, right. Okay.
And we also got Women's Checkup Day. It is National Women's Health Week. So ladies, get everything checked up out there.
Yeah, get your annual exam. You know how uncomfortable it is, ladies. We got to get it done and do a self-breast check once a week.
We talked about buying graduate Chipotle. What about a shot or a drink? It's National Cocktail Day.
Hey, let's go.
Graduates of college, maybe.
Yeah, there it is. Only college.
You know who's been drinking a little bit lately? Not a lot, but Automatic. You've had 2 beers in the past 2 weeks.
I'm an alky.
Wow!
Going down the wrong path here.
For you, that's quite a bit. You know what I'm saying?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.